Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. What up, world? We are not. We are back for another week. Oh, my God. We had to take a week off, but we back. Oh, my goodness. It feels so good to be back. It's your boy, Lil Jimmy, not from the block. You already know, man. This is a Sports Talk with Friends, Sports Chatter Show on this Friday, man. This NFL Week 4 Friday, shall I say, man, because, you know, I got to represent my Saints at 2-1. You know, Drew Brees went down. Everybody thought it was the end of the world. You know, I don't believe in him. But, hey, Teddy Bridgewater has been holding us up. And I believe that Sean Payton's going to continue to do the things that he do miraculously, being Sean Payton. That's who he is, man. He's doing the things he needs to do to get our team back to the NFC Championship and this time to the Super Bowl. Man, I know a lot of people not going to believe that, but that's how we do. And since we talk about Sean Payton, you already know what I'm about to do. Yo, somebody hit that Sean Payton for me. As you already know, man, black and gold, I bleed that, man. I represent my Saints all the way. I don't care what's going on. But, yeah, man, today on the Sports Shadow Show, as you know, we get the sports panel together to talk about the hot topics in the NFL, NBA, MLB, all the way around. No sport is safe when it comes to us, man. But, as you know, we will be talking about the latest Antonio Brown saga along with the various different NFL teams that are now 3-0. And, of course, we had the comment from no other from my own, Mike Lowry, when he talked about those Tennessee Titans who ain't doing nothing but losing. They beat the Browns. He came on the show talking about he told us so. But, yet, I wonder what he got to say about it now. He believes they're going to keep winning. But, hey, don't say this out loud. I won't say it twice. I'm going to take the Falcons this weekend. But, yeah, man, while we get everything together, we're going to take this small break. And we'll be right back. In the meantime, you know what you're going to hit. Hit the Sean Payton.
And it don't matter if you ate the edit. And we don't care
Yo, so y'all know how we do it. It's Sean Payton for y'all boys, man. The Saints doing their thing. As I said before, and I'm going to say it again, it's going back to the Super Bowl. Hey, we will go that thing this time. We will do the things we need to do to get us where we got to go. And they can't stop us this time, man. But, yeah, that's again, it's your boy, Lil Jimmy, not from the block, back here on this Sports Chatter Show. Man, there was a game last night, and I'm kind of salty about it. Not the fact that the Packers lost, Packers lost, the Eagles may have won. I'm salty because I left, and I was very on Sports Talk Friends League. I left 70 points on the bench. Oh, man, I don't know how I did that. So, leaving 70 points, I just hope that nobody is able to beat me this week with the replacements that I put in there. Found out Justin Jackson's not going to play. He's out. I wound up putting him in there over there. Oh, man. Don't tell me I got to get the buzz on that one. Man, ridiculous, I tell you. The things that happened last night where you got Aaron Rodgers slinging that thing like he owes somebody money. Then you turn around with Jordan Howard getting the two touchdowns, and he has not done that all season so far for the Eagles offense. And you turn around with Carson Wentz played like he was playing for his job. And I left him on the bench after I played him the first 3 weeks, thinking that he didn't have any receivers, although receivers necessarily don't dictate what a quarterback can do. He did his thing, and he did it very well. Once again, he left me 39-something points on the bench. Man, I'm salty. But if you didn't get a chance to catch that game last night, the Green Bay Packers failed in the red zone on their last drive with a tip ball being intercepted by the Philadelphia Eagles, who preserved the game to beat them 34-27 in Green Bay, knocking Green Bay from the ranks of the unbeaten down to 3-1, while the Eagles, which people say salvage their season now, pushing that record up to 2-2. Once again, Aaron Rodgers and Carson Wentz had a big game going against each other. Aaron Rodgers had 58-some points in the PPR league. If you have him, we have one of Jamal Williams. He was knocked out with a concussion. I'm not exactly sure his status up to date right now, but once again, Jordan Howard went ham. Alshon Jeffrey caught a touchdown. Zach Ertz did his thing. Davante Adams, if you have Davante Adams, man, Davante Adams went ham, and not just the first quarter, but the game, although he left with a turf toe injury. He caught 180 yards. And I believe if he would have still been in there, if they forced him the ball, Davante Adams might have eclipsed 200. But, yeah, the Packers beat the Eagles 34-27. And they're just waiting for their games next week since they play the show week. You got the Eagles going to go home and play the Jets, another easy victory. And then for the Packers next week, if I'm not mistaken, I believe the Packers are on their bye. I lied. They have a game versus the Dallas Cowboys, in which we will be talking about that shortly. The Dallas Cowboys right now ranked 3-0. But I believe after this Sunday night, they will be down to 3-1. I believe my Saints, who will be led by Teddy Bridgewater and Alvin Kamara, in the Dome this Sunday night, 7:20. Check your local standard times, as you already know. Jimmy Saints fan out here doing the things that I need to do, make things work. But Alvin Kamara and the Saints upset Seattle in Seattle last week. Everybody picked Seattle. Shout out to the Pickums. That one hurt. Sports Talk with Friends Pickums. Everybody but one entry last night picked Green Bay. So hopefully that one person that didn't pick Green Bay will be able to not win the pot so we can all get the pot back and get it rolling. But if you haven't, man, get into the group, Facebook, Sports Talk with Friends. They got the Sports Talk with Friends Pickums. All you do is pick 9 teams, any 9 you want. You get them all right, you win the pot. Simple. But back to the Saints and Cowboys game. I believe the Saints and Cowboys play each other. Back to 2-1. Cowboys are now undefeated. They're surprisingly undefeated, being that everybody believe the Cowboys not that good of a team, but yet, let alone, they have played 3 weak, and I do mean weak, opponents. Everybody's going to give them the benefit of the doubt. That's why you play the games. You totally understand that. But if we look at their record being 3-0, they didn't play nobody decent. You know, the Cowboys messed around and played last week at home versus Miami, which they beat them 31-6, but it was a struggle. They went to Washington, which is never an easy place to play, even if it is your division game. they beat them 31-21, and they beat the Giants at home 35-17 in the beginning, which I think the Giants are a new team with Daniel Jones, but you never know. But they have their bye week is week 8, and they go to New Orleans at home versus Green Bay at the Jets at home versus Philly Sunday night. I think the two Sunday night games are going to give them trouble. They had New Orleans at home versus Philly. Carson Wentz is not done. Carson Wentz has a lot of things that he has to do to prove himself as the Eagles are not just a fluke and that Nick Foles is a better quarterback than him. But, yeah. Give me 1 second. We'll be right back. We'll take another break. We're going to see if we can get one of these co-hosts on the line and wake them up and see what's going on. But, hey, since we did the Sean Payton, we about to go get on this horse and do the rodeo.
You now tuned in to WUTP Radio. We're your host for the night, Coon the Train. You're now locked into the Juvenile Hour. I know all y'all hot girls is tuned in right now, so we're gonna send this new one out from Juvenile. It's called Rodeo. Talk to us, hear me.
Y'all need to open your ears up and soak this game up. If nobody don't know ya, I'ma make y'all famous. It's 24 carats, but it shine like stainless. Just look at how the diamonds compliment my fingers. Yes, indeed. Shit choking me. Oh, I need a breath to breathe. Chase it with the Hennessy, now that's IG play. Especially when them hoes shaking that ass to the DJ. They about to do it big, give them some leeway. If security stop tripping, then you niggas be easy. Yes, sir, it's the bubble right here. You're all beautiful women if you're insecure. Oh, yeah. See your work that, twerk that, turn that. Come on and do the rodeo. Let me see you bounce that, move that, do that. Let me see you do the rodeo. Let me see you work that, twerk that, turn that. Come on and do the rodeo. Let me see you bounce
that. Little Jimmy Knox from the block hitting the rodeo after I hit the Sean Payton, because the Sean Payton gonna be a hit Sunday night. First the Cowboys, you already know. And like I said, man, I went back. I had to go in the chest withdrawal. I had to go dig deep in the toy chest. I had to go on the roof. I went to the attic. I had to find somebody, anybody, to come out here and join your boy on the Sports Chatter Show, because this is not just myself. This is a sports talk with what? With friends, man. But who that is, man, let the world know who you are and why you woke up late.
Hey, man, this is dude Uncle Leroy. I don't say the Leroy without the Junior. You know, I'm back. Look, hey, man, they tried to hold me up at the light, man. I was working. My dog died. My car stopped. My wife left. Man, look, everything that could go wrong went wrong. But, look, I'm back here in the building on this Friday with the Sports Chat Show, kicking with my dude Uncle. Wait. Little Jimmy, not on the block.
Yeah, let's not kick it with yourself. If you kick it with yourself, we'll
right.
Kick you out. But yeah, buddy, you know, that's Sports Show. Let everybody know we got our system analysts back on this line, man. Hopefully, Leroy, what's going on with you on this Friday?
Man, shoot. Hey, just trying to get this win. You know, everybody thought the Packers was going to win last night, but, you know,
man,
it was on to the rodeo.
I got somebody who should be just as salty as I am. Man, everybody put their money in the pick'ems, but one person put their money on the Packers. Man, I got to wait the next week to try to win that money, man. I can't believe this, bro. But look, let me ask you one quick question. You was in the pick'ems. Tell them who you are and why you feel the way you feel. Who that be?
Whoa, goddamn.
Oh,
he got that Boost Mobile.
So if y'all been listening to the show like you supposed to have been listening to, Mr. Boost Mobile, Mr. Unchoppo, that's him himself. He's just like me. He's over here whining and complaining because, hey, he can get 8 out of 9, but the night one he lost is the one on Thursday. What's up, Chopper? Get your phone.
Oh, that he go with that mobile phone.
Well, we're going to let Chopper get his Chopper on and get his phone fixed. Boost Mobile. Hey, we got sponsoring on this show. We on Boost Mobile on this show. But Uncle Leroy, let the world know, what's the it's Friday. People have probably left, if not already have left, or going to leave, to come down here on the 6 to 8 hour drive, maybe 2 hour flight, down here to New Orleans to come watch that ass get whooped. What's the feel for up there in Dallas when they play the Saints this weekend?
man, you know, one thing about the Cowboy fan base is, you know, they like to sit back and, you know, they won't sit back and watch. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to sit back and say nothing until they win. So, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people in the group, they get salty. They like, man, don't come for my Cowboys. They start making up history. But the confidence level out here is pretty high. They think that they're going to come down there and beat the Saints, especially without Drew Brees.
Okay. And I know I heard the clip earlier, or notification, saying how the defense dominated Drew Brees last year in Dallas. So now they just go do it even more this year because they got Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Brees not there, which I don't believe so. I think it's a different team. Kudos to Sean Payton to tailoring the offense to Teddy Bridgewater. And I told everybody that the system didn't fit Teddy Bridgewater. That was Drew Brees' system. But Sean Payton, being the magical genius that he is, he tailored it to him. And, yeah, the Saints didn't beat Seattle with their offense, but, hey, a win is a win. So what's your prediction on this Sunday, Uncle Leroy?
Now, I'm going to say this. Now, the system is still not Teddy Bridgewater's system. That's why Teddy Bridgewater did not put up good numbers.
There you
he
go.
Just put up numbers. Oh, he got rid of that Booth Mobile. He on cricket. But, you know what I'm saying, Teddy Bridgewater just managed the game. You know, but that's the same team. And I feel that since they, you know, Sean Payton had to scale back the offense a bit and let the whole system work, we got a chance to see New Orleans at its best. Like, what I seen with Teddy Bridgewater was running the ball. We didn't have that with Drew Brees. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it had short y'all. So, yes, I seen the system working at its best. And I think that, you know, because I looked at some of the clips from last year, they got Drew Brees' number. You know what I'm saying? They studied Drew Brees. Teddy Bridgewater, I think, is going to be that X factor that's going to let us beat them.
Okay. So I know you've been a big advocate on Teddy Bridgewater from your multiple
Chipwater.
Posts. From your multiple conversation that we had, El Chapo. So I know you piggyback off of what Uncle Leroy said, but tell the world your personal opinion and why you feel like Teddy Bridgewater will either flourish or not flourish this Sunday.
Well, Teddy's going to flourish because they're going to run the ball. And the Saints did well last year when they ran the ball.
Okay.
So you got to use Kamara. You got to use Murray. Hell, use Dwayne Washington if you have to.
Right.
Yeah, you just run the ball. Like, the Saints get
it's
in trouble when they try to go. The Saints get in trouble when they try to go back to the 2009 Saints.
But you know what's funny, too? That's why I think everybody needs to get up in the Sports Talk with Friends Facebook group. Somebody put on a post is that you look at the record when somebody throws, where each quarterback throws for more than 50 passes, which happened last night in a Packers game. Drew Brees is not necessarily way under, but he has a winning percentage of under 300. So I understand what y'all are saying when y'all make the offense pass happy, because you don't need the linebackers to sit up no more. The linebackers sit back and break up everything. And how many receivers can you name on the Saints if you're not a Saints fan? You know, so I piggyback on what y'all said. But that's not saying Latavius Murray, because he's been absent. I don't know what Sean Payton did. I don't know what they did of letting Mark Ingram go. I know you feel salty about that, El Chapo. Y'all don't know El Chapo only lost. And I'm going to say this for you, Lewis. He only lost because Mark Ingram went ham.
Oh, that's so cute. You got an advocate now? You the advocate?
Oh, hell yeah, yeah.
Man, let me tell you. The only reason why Lewis beat me was because of Ingram.
He lost. I'm glad you lost.
Man, I'm going to say it like this. What happened in the first 2 weeks? The first 2 weeks, what happened? This rookie didn't lose.
I don't know nothing about that. I'm
going to say this. You know who's going to lose
this week?
You know who's going to lose? Roethlisberger and Fry.
That rookie?
No, you're going to lose. You already dropped six. You only got 6 points from Thursday. Only got six.
Hey,
you got
that's a flex. That's a flex. That's what I'm saying. I ain't tripping on that, Omar.
You might want to trip.
We good.
Because Cooper Kupp and them coming, bro. Cooper Kupp, God, man. Cooper Kupp gave me 30.
Yeah.
Give me quarterback numbers.
Hey, we good over here. So, you know what I'm saying?
You might want to know because Hollywood Brown coming for you, bro. They throwing the ball this week.
We good with you over here. Look, is it the shoes? Is it the mustache? is Minshew. How the fuck you pronounce his name? He sound like Minshew out there in New Orleans.
Man, that's going to be a defensive game. They playing in Denver.
Boy, not Denver, just got tossed.
None of them teams can score.
I don't understand what's going on. These two play each other this week. And hey, y'all will hear who won next week. These guys will never stop going at each other. But, y'all have to know this El Taco is a rookie in the big league. But he's doing very well up top right now. You know, he said he's going to be Roethlisberger and Friday week. Uncle Rico will be the, not Uncle Leroy, but Uncle Rico, quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, one person say you go light it up. The other one say you gonna have a defensive game. We shall see what goes on. What's y'all opinion about last game, Green Bay losing on a last drive to Philadelphia, Carson Wentz and Jordan
Hopkins? Fuck Green Bay. That's how I feel. Fuck Green Bay. Like, they had the game handed to them. All you got to do, Aaron Jones killing them boys. All you got to do is run the ball. So is that Pete Carroll or LaFleur? I want to know. Which one is it? Because that was the dumbest play call ever. You got two timeouts. 20 seconds left. Run the ball, bro.
And see how easy you said that? And that's what the Saints fall victim to. Dumb bonehead plays like that. Because they got a gunslinger, they're going to throw the ball. You know what I'm saying? Instead of running the ball with the right running back. You know what I'm saying? They should have ran the ball. There's no way.
Watching that game, and then at the end of the game, holding the ball for the most part. Because that's all they did was hold the ball. And then it's like, oh, Aaron Rodgers is going to get this ball in. Because they drove down the field pretty quickly. But the Cardinals was on the minute, and like El Chapo said, they had multiple timeouts. Call one. You know, get your offense back set. Do the thing you need to do. They threw the ball in there and got tipped. And then, you know, they messed around and lost the game. I can't blame it on Devontae Adams, although he was killing. But that's why you have other receivers, right? That's why you're supposed to pay Randall Cobb and try to beg Jordy Nelson to come back for situations like that. Did y'all have anybody in the game last night?
Well, Adams was hurt the final drive, so he couldn't jump in the game.
That's true.
Well, I had Adams, and I had Valdez. But, you know, the thing is, they started playing to Philadelphia's strength. That's what I'm saying. I keep Philadelphia decent. I had their defense in the game, too, because they're opportunistic, and they can, you know, they can't cover the guy, you know, the run. They can't really stop the run and the guy, you know, out the flat. But they can stop deep passes. They can do that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But, yeah. I predicted the what you call we're going to lose, and they lost. So, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't no surprise to me.
But this way, you don't supposed to lose at home on Thursday night. That's the second time in this season that didn't happen.
Right.
And I'm going to do this.
You put that.
That was the only reason why I didn't bet that dude, because the dude wanted to bet on Green Bay, and I was going to take that bet, but when I seen that they were playing in when I seen that they were playing in Green Bay, I was like, oh, they're going to win. But now they've proved to me that they can't even take care of their home court. I mean, their home field.
Green Bay is a bunch of frauds.
Aaron Rodgers was like 39 and 4 on Thursday night. He's like doing a damn good job. He's doing all this and doing all that. I think he's getting used to Matt LaFleur's system. But at the end of the day, you know, he didn't win the game like he was supposed to, and Matt LaFleur should have ran that ball after he's been a run-heavy offense for the first 3 weeks. I don't see why he didn't do that this time.
In the words of Mike Lowry said it's about LaFleur. He don't run the ball. That's why you're happy he got rid of him in Tennessee. So, you know what, Matt LaFleur, man, he sound like some type of fucking Frenchman or something. He need to go to hell, man. You cost me $400, man. I had y'all on the pick. $500.
Yeah.
You hurt me, man. Man, like, I ain't worried about football this week.
Yeah, this week is kind of like shot. this week get shot. Only one person's left in the pickles, and that person used Philadelphia in their picks as an upset. They're looking for people like Oakland and Miami to win. So it's safe to say that next week the pot will still be there, but nobody's watching football in the pickums world, at least, with a person. So what game are y'all looking forward to this week? Do y'all believe that New England's going to lose in Buffalo this week? Or y'all think Tom
Brady
got his net? Damn.
Well, hell no. It's still Buffalo. It's still until they prove me wrong, it's Buffalo. And Buffalo don't beat Tom Brady.
I don't believe what you think Tom Brady's going to be able to pull it out.
Hey, in the beginning, in all season, I said, what about Tom Brady, huh? Top 10 quarterback. Ain't nothing new to me. He going to Buffalo, he going to Denver, he going to everywhere, he going to Africa, he going to Zimbabwe, throwing for 34 points, man. Let's go.
Wow.
Tom Brady and crew
so
all the way.
So one
all
person
the way.
That Tom Brady won't be throwing to this weekend is Antonio Brown. If y'all don't understand the latest thing with Antonio Brown, he was with the Patriots. He caught a couple of touchdowns in the same versus Miami, but yet it has surfaced that he does not try to assault one woman, but he assaulted multiple women. So as the Patriots learn what would happen, they wound up letting him go. So now he took to Twitter, took to social media, saying that he was done with the NFL. But Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, one of the damn best, one of the most well-known NFL agents, said that his client isn't done, and he has multiple offers on the table. How do y'all feel about the things that Antonio Brown has been accused of, and do y'all believe we have seen him play his last game in the NFL? We will start with you, Uncle Leroy.
Hey, I said that in the beginning. Ain't no surprise. Yeah, I told you, he burned all his bridges. You know what I'm saying? And that's just like when a nigga go to court and a nigga get 45 years. His lawyer going to say, going to turn to his defendant, don't worry about it. We got appeals. Same type of shit. Ain't nobody. How you got client? Now, how is the agent saying he got offers on the table while the player they retired? That don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's done. He's already been written off by the Steelers, wrote off by the Raiders, wrote off by the Patriots. That's like the top three oldest, you know what I'm saying, organizations in the NFL. He's done. I don't think he's saying.
Yeah, I'll piggyback on what you said, I believe so, too. I think, like, how T.O. went from San Fran to Dallas and then went to Philly. Like, he's struggling to find a place. Let's just say Chad Johnson. Chad Johnson tried to get his career going. So, yeah, the Patriots was his last stop. And Patriots, one of the best teams, if not the best team in the NFL over the last decade. So, if they give up on you, shit, why would I take a gamble on you, too? And you causing so much trouble in the locker room, not giving us much on the field because you can't be on the field. Then your feet hurt. Ain't your feet peeling? Ain't your crusty? You can't do much with that. What you feel, Chapo?
I told y'all on the first thing we did, wide receivers, don't touch Antonio Brown. People laughed at me and called me and tell me I ain't know what I was talking about.
Huckle.
I told you when that nigga had them bad feet, leave him alone. And then helmet problems, now he fought in doctors' faces.
Don't forget the helmet problem.
He's sexually assaulting people. Man, leave that clown alone. Like, the Saints need a second receiver bad, but I would be pissed off if they picked Antonio Brown. Because he don't do stuff coming out about the dude every day. Like, every day is a new story. Like, man, he's toxic. Get rid of that dude, man.
Right. And see, like, one thing I noticed with the organization, each organization, you know what I'm saying, it's these top organizations that can handle that type of backlash. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, if you a knucklehead and you just on drugs, that's all, you know what I'm saying, the Dallas Cowboys going to pick you up. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you just got legal troubles or something, the Steelers will pick you up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Cowboys
the Patriots.
Pick you up legal, bro.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Every franchise got their thing. And if you look at it, the Patriots is always the last franchise on receivers before they go off the pass. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you look at it, ain't nobody else going to be the same. Patriots will pick you up and it's done.
Oh, yeah, don't forget the Chiefs. All you got to do is kick a woman or punch a woman in the face.
Brandon Lloyd. You got to like the Brandon Lloyd. Yeah. We got to like the Antonio Brown, as we speak of. You have a lot of different receivers that try to revitalize their career. Randy Moss, all of them went to New England, but you have to follow the quote-unquote New England way. And we all know what that is. You can snort a little coke. You can stab somebody. You can beat a woman.
You can shoot somebody.
Ray Rice was with the Ray Rice was with the Patriots instead of with the Ravens. He might still be playing today. You never know.
Fact.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, Bill Belichick would have told him, don't get caught on camera punching that chick in the face.
Exactly. He's like, we got lawyers that can cover everything. You know what I'm saying?
So you know
what's crazy?
Aaron Hernandez.
Because, look, I'm going to tell you this. Who was the dude who got Meek? Which owner was the one who got Meek Mills out?
No. That's my point next. My point is, I don't care what player you are and what you do. When the owner has a brothel, his damn self, and he's raping women, and you don't hear nothing about
him.
He's
getting
happy
days.
He ain't
raping days. Happy days.
Hey, man.
He went to Florida, and he was raping all those women in the massage parlor with Meek Mill. Like, this owner is like
this man was in the June time. He was in June time from rush hour, man. He was going down in there, man.
So he went and his owner himself was touching all little girls himself. So come on, dude. So if the owner could do it and get off, why do you want to take the player to do it and get off? But I got one thing, bro.
Aaron Hernandez was killing people, still playing for the Patriots. They knew he killed
bad.
These people, man.
You know what's funny?
Everybody in those years was always saying Aaron Hernandez Rob Gronkowski. Oh, they got the two best tight ends. They was going hard over the two best tight ends. At the end of the day, this guy was over here in the damn brothel, and this other one was stabbing people and intimidating people on his own team. Come on, bro. New England for you, huh?
Hey, Gronk was snorting coke. You can't tell me Gronk ain't a cokehead.
Bro, when you get off the Super Bowl talking about something, I was hurt and I was banged up, but you were in the club partying and snorting crack and coke and meth.
Them dudes got their own
Bowl
airplane. But I'm saying they got their own airliner. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. That's like Soul Plane. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. They're the only franchise with their own plane. You know they're a part of the team franchise, man. Everybody
you know what's funny?
I would not
be surprised when Brady retires. He writes a book and says all the scandalous shit that was happening in New England. Now, that's what himself, but what the team is, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Brady on PEDs. I don't care what you say. You can't be 45 still playing that well. That nigga on something. He on something.
Exactly.
Brady on something.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, bro,
and I'm telling you, and it's being fed to by the owner.
Yeah, exactly. I would try to make a case for Belichick making the offense different, but the offense been the same, bro. He hasn't changed. So I think it's Brady on the PEDs, bro. Hey, bro. Yeah, go ahead.
Look at them, though. They're a quarterback factory, though, dog. Garoppolo was with him. Brissett was with him, bro. Like, real Belichick is a top-notch scout, bro. Like, he finds these quarterbacks that nobody really even heard of. And they'd be like great quarterbacks, man. He had three starting quarterbacks in his room.
I think Uncle Leroy can agree. I think it's just the system that you're in. Because let's look at Garoppolo. He hasn't done nothing yet because he's been injured, and he might do a lot in San Francisco. We don't know. But when he was with
we
talk about how Sean Payton changes for Teddy Bridgewater. He don't change. Bill Belichick doesn't change anything. He's like, you come over here, you do it our way. So that's why people who don't necessarily flourish, but you're going to pick anybody up because they had a good year. Oh, he had a good year as a running back, quarterback, receiver, whatever. But then when you go to another system, you be trash.
I'm like this. They got that Bugs Bunny juice from Space Jam, bro. That secret stuff, man, because they all winning, though. They winning, though, bro. Them dudes win. They might not win pretty, but they win. Like, all the quarterbacks in New England, like, damn, they're undefeated. Like, they're like 9-1 or something like that.
But because that's the system. And they got the number one pilot to give them the game, to show them how to read. And so the thing is they're going to try and create that same system that they flourished in. Just like, you know what I'm saying, just like Dak Prescott, just like Teddy Bridgewater. Well, not like Teddy Bridgewater because that's not his team. You know what I'm saying? He just. You know, they just scale it back the amount of throws, you know, the time they give him the ball. But it's still the same system.
But, well, Teddy's going to be successful in the door. Give him a couple years. somebody that be a smash mouth team, punch somebody in the mouth. Stop all that damn passing. Punch somebody in the mouth.
So,
and then you throw the ball. Punch somebody
in the
mouth.
But wait, hold up. But that reminds me of Aaron Brooks. You know what I'm saying? We still need that gunslinger.
I'm saying you can sling it, but I'm going to tell you, who's the number two quarterback of all time in passing yards in Saints history?
Aaron Brooks.
Number two.
Number two.
Aaron Brooks is just
as long as number one.
Aaron Brooks.
It's Aaron
Archie
Brooks. That man,
right.
Archie, is Archie is like number three or four. Aaron Brooks is number two.
So you know one thing, unless you're a Saints fan, when they did that, the Rams beat them. And now Aaron Brooks was the one who was slinging that ball because Jeff Blake did it before he got hurt. Aaron Brooks came out with his leg. He came out with his arm. Jeff Blake, Joe Horn, that was one of the best duels the Saints ever had. Because all he did was throw that ball.
Joe Horn, my favorite.
Joe Horn is the man. I got, hey, get that.
And guess who was throwing Joe Horn all them touchdown passes, bro? Aaron Brooks.
But when it counts, just like at one point, Drew Brees had problems with turnovers in the red zone. You know what I'm saying? Aaron Brooks never fixed his problem. That's the thing. Yeah, he could toss that motherfucker, but shit, he could toss five interceptions. He'd throw it in the corner, he'd make the wrong read.
The thing about Teddy that different from Aaron Brooks is that he don't do turnovers that much. Teddy is a safe. He's a safe guy. Like, that's what you want.
Hold up. Because, like, he could have ran versus the Rams. I'm not saying he should have. He could have. But, you know, I think that sometimes it's not good to be safe better than sorry. You know what I'm saying?
Like, in that Rams game, they were shook. The Rams game, they were shook.
Okay, true.
So they probably
took Teddy. Teddy could have ran. They were good for the Rams.
So Teddy did to the Seahawks, right? If Teddy do that,
okay,
we're going to win more games than we lose.
Wait, but
throw
the
ball
is, well, hold on. Wait, let's watch this. That was a different system we seen. That was a different team. That wasn't the same team we seen on tape last week or the week before.
Oh, no, they changed the system. You're right. They changed the system.
That's what I'm saying.
They changed the system.
So we can't credit it. So that's what I'm saying. We can't credit that to Teddy. They changed the system. If that was the same team that we seen the week when he came in when Drew Brees got hurt, then we could say that. That's what I'm saying. Like
I'm saying like this. Are Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Brees the same quarterback?
No, they're not. But no. They're
not the same quarterback, so you can't run the same
system.
System
not
the same
either. Okay, that's why they had
to change.
You can't run it. It's different systems.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom Brady, and Jacoby Brissett are basically drop back passers. Right?
They're the same system. Right. They came from the same system.
Teddy Bridgewater is a mobile quarterback, so you have to change the system differently. Taysom Hill, even if he was backed up, you had to change the system because he's a mobile quarterback.
Okay, well, I'm going to say this person. Taysom Hill can run
it's like
offense.
You have to change.
Offense or Teddy Bridgewater's offense, because he seemed to be a little – he can run that. He's not scared to run, and he's not scared to throw the ball. I think Teddy's scared to run the ball. Like
Wait, hold on. Teddy Bridgewater ain't no easy. He a pass quarterback first. Taysom Hill will run the ball before Teddy. And I'm like, hold on, no.
Yeah.
Bridgewater is
Teddy,
a thrower.
Yeah, he's a thrower, but Teddy can run, and he'll run.
He can, but he's not a running quarterback, though. That's the thing.
But he does better on rollouts. Does better on rollouts and bootlegs, which is he's a better quarterback outside the pocket. Drew Brees is a master inside the pocket, but it's horrible outside the pocket. So they're two different people.
So
you got to have a rolling pocket.
I'm glad we all Saints fan can agree with that. But moving on, let me know how y'all feel about the Daniel Jones thing. Daniel Jones went into last week, and he wound up beating Tampa Bay. He came all the way back and did the things that he's supposed to do. Everybody looked at the Giants, which I can't say is only one game. Oh, the Giants are wrong for going up as high as they did to picking him up and doing the things he needs to do. But, hey, without Saquon, Daniel Jones messed around and showed that was a good reason why they bitch Eli Manning were coming back from an 18-point halftime deficit to beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the road. I'm not saying Tampa Bay is good. I'm not saying that it's still an NFL team and games have to be played. Do y'all believe, and I'm going to throw the stats out there, y'all believe this is a fluke or not? He messed around and went 23 for 36 for 336 yards, two touchdowns, four rushing attempts of 28 yards and two touchdowns. Having whoever got Evan Engram, you're welcome, 113 yards and a touchdown. Do y'all feel as if this is a fluke? Do y'all feel like Daniel Jones is the real deal out there in New York? El Chapo.
Let me get this in my Soulja Boy voice. Tampa Bay? We're talking about Tampa Bay? You gotta show me more. I'm like, Tampa Bay is like the tomato can of the NFL. They always blowing leads. Game was too busy stealing crab legs and raping women to do anything. Nobody worrying about Tampa Bay. Yeah, I can't.
Okay.
I'm like,
okay.
He had to show me more.
Hold on,
against Washington this week. So that's probably another win.
Yes or no. Giants beat Washington, yes or no?
Hell yeah, anybody beat Washington.
Giants ain't beat Washington.
What do you feel about Daniel Jones?
It's a fucking flu. Because at the end of the day, they still the same team. Because on the flip side, who the quarterback is? Jameis Winston threw for buku yards. Mike Evans had buku yards in a touchdown.
That was a
23 for 37 for 380. That was a interception.
Mike Evans had 8 receptions, 3 touchdowns, 190 yards.
That's what I'm saying. That was a garbage game on both sides. Like, the coaching staff knew what they were doing. They put Daniel Jones in there because that's a confidence booster for him moving forward. I could have got out there and threw a fucking touchdown against them, man. That dude, nothing by himself.
And then the Giants were supposed to lose that game. But that kicker named K missed an easy field goal. I don't want to hear that Daniel Jones was the man because he was praying that damn field goal missed. I don't know what's up with Tampa Bay kickers. They just suck. And they missed.
From quarterback, we're going to say the next thing we have Washington, Minnesota at home, at New England, at home versus Arizona, at Detroit, at home versus Dallas, and then the Jets. Then they have their bye week. The panel, which includes Uncle Leroy and El Chapo, thinking that Daniel Jones is the fluke, and, hey, the Giants still will be tomato cans like they was from the beginning. But from quarterback to running back.
Saquon Barkley is out.
Yeah, he's out. He's out for a while. He's out for four weeks. This is the thing I feel with Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is like Josh Allen. You have a running back. No, they don't have a running back like Saquon in Buffalo. But Daniel Jones, like I told you, he was a leading rusher, and he had 4 attempts. He does not want to give the ball off. He's looking to run the ball himself.
That's because Saquon was hurt. That's why he was leading
rusher. I told him to say that because he was hurt, but I still think Daniel Jones, if he had the lane, he would run that ball instead of doing something else with it. But from running back.
From that schedule you read off, bro. That schedule you read off, they only got 2 victories, Washington and the Jets. They losing every other game besides that.
We shall see what happens going forward. So now I am an owner of Justin Jackson, which I found out today, which hurt my heart, that he is not playing in the game. So that has made it very interesting, and I think the system has done something different. Shout out to Uncle Leroy for Melvin Gordon deciding he wants to play this week. Melvin Gordon ended his holdout with the Chargers coming back because he knows now his contract, he's losing more money than he's going to ever get this season. Somebody finally got in his ear and told that boy, hey, bring your ass to work, we'll get that money. And now he's back this week. Do y'all believe that he's going to make an impact going forward? He might be playing this Sunday versus Miami because Justin Jackson ain't playing.
Well, he's going to, you might want to start him if he's playing against Miami. Shit. Play anybody will get the Chargers. Play everybody in the Chargers. This is playing against
coming
Miami. That's an easy win.
Coming off the street.
Me and you can get 100 yards on a doggone Dolphins. The Dolphins, they need to just relegate them to the minor leagues or something. They are horrible. That team is horrible. Fact. That was like the worst team I've ever seen. And I've seen the Lions go 0-16. That is the worst team I've ever seen in my life.
How you feel, Leroy, being our system guy? You think Melvin Gordon will come back and make an impact?
Man, that's Melvin Gordon's team, man. Yeah, he's going to make it. He made an impact by coming back. The team felt he boosted their confidence. You know what I'm saying? Them dudes were just placeholders. There's a reason why Austin Ekeler remained a backup. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you come in there, you know, hold it down, but shit, what you gonna do around, you know, week 8, week 10 when them, you know, legs start hurting? Melvin Gordon proved a workhorse, man.
Okay, so from the Chargers, who are actually sucking and they're not living up to the potential to a team that everybody thought was gonna be a Super Bowl contender. How about them Browns? Browns last week wound up losing another game. Baker Mayfield, run the ball, man. The
don't even
open.
Talk about that. That's how I lost to Lewis.
Man, how y'all
don't
feel
even talk about that. Man, man, fuck
hey,
Baker Mayfield, bitch ass.
I told y'all they still the Browns. I said that in the beginning. They still the Browns. I'm a system. They still in a win a losing system. Like, shit, they don't know how to right the ship. Ain't nothing new. Shit, and this week, Baker Mayfield playing Baltimore. So that's a, I'm going to be booming on her back,
so,
huh?
This is Little Jimmy's question of the year. Browns, 8-8 or no? I answered this question before.
I said no, they ain't making that, man. They all who a nigga think they are. Flukes.
Can we get a tie in there? Can we get a tie in there? It could be 7-8-1.
Because
you don't understand, man.
We got them 7-8-1, our Chapo.
Hey, man, listen. Man, Baker Mayfield is disappointing this year. He, at least you got two of the best receivers in the league, and you rarely use them. And then you got a wide-open lane. I mean, wide open. He could have walked in. I could have beat Lewis. I had everything prepared to fucking make the group pop this week. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm like, he's going to run it in. And then he goes throw the ball on Pete Carroll, like throw the ball on from the 4-yard line. What's up with these people throwing the ball on the goal line, man? Like, what happened to running the ball? You got Nick Chubb. Chubb was getting it.
Hey, bro.
You sound a little salty about taking that.
Man, you know what? I didn't want to lose to Lewis. Anybody but Lewis.
Running back. Yeah, bro. Running backs ain't getting paid, dog. That's them with quarterbacks, man. They let the quarterbacks put that
well,
thing, even in the red zone.
I don't care. Baker Mayfield need to step it up this week. Because I can't lose to Lewis and Kamish back-to-back week. You better step it up.
Back-to-back, yeah. You might see Drake. You might see Drake
I know you out there listening. Make sure you call in next week. Because if El Chapo loses to both you and Kamish, he might go on suicide watching these
games. It's
going to
be a long time.
No, it ain't going to be a long
time.
One of y'all going to get murdered. That's what I'm saying. Well, I already lost to Lewis, so sorry, Kamish. I'm getting blown out of the week. Because my time, like, yeah. Man, it's like, I put up a perfect game plan. And who seen Mark Ingram no neck ass running for 3 touchdowns? And over 100 yards.
Hey,
like,
hey,
he never
that.
Done that.
Hey, man, I told you that.
He never
beginning.
Done that. Hollywood Brown against one of the worst secondaries in the league. Only catch, like, 2 balls for, like, 60-something yards, man. Nah, bro.
You want a tissue?
Nah, I don't want no tissue. It's about Baker Mayfield. It's about Baker Mayfield getting under 30 points. It's all about Baker. If Baker just do his damn job, I win every week. Just do your job. Sean Payton, Bill Belichick, do your job, Baker. I swear I go to Cleveland and quarterback my damn self. What's wrong with him, man? What's wrong with him?
Y'all know as we doing this show, man, the hate is super real, bro, with a cape on. But
Baker Mayfield.
He's over here praying.
I'm gonna tell you, you know,
for another
Matthew
for a win and a Browns to score more than 13 points. The Browns are gonna play the Baltimore Ravens this week, and the Baltimore Ravens have done their thing so far. They've done their thing personally, even though they lost last week to the Chiefs. They still put up 28 points. They're making gains as offensive shootouts. They're at home versus Cleveland this week, where they also put up 59 points, 23 versus Arizona. 28 in a loss for Kansas City. El Chapo's praying for Baker Mayfield to come out and throw 4 touchdowns versus a Baltimore defense.
But we shall see what happens.
I don't care if the Browns lose. Wait, look, this is fantasy football. I don't care if the Browns lose. I hope Baltimore get up 28-0 so Baker can throw the damn ball. I don't care. Like, I'm hoping it's a shootout. Please be a shootout.
I got one more game to ask y'all about before we go forward. No, we get to getting close to close this show out. We got two games real quick. We got the Chiefs at the Lions. Yes or no, if y'all believe the Lions could pull upset, they're 2-0-1. As you see, Patrick Mahomes don't play in the dome, but a lot of people say it's easier to go from outside to inside than from inside to outside per, like, Drew Brees in the dome and possibly going to a place like Chicago. And I also want to ask y'all about that damn Titans and Falcons. Titans are 1-2, Falcons are 1-2. I need y'all to answer me if the Falcons are going to – who are going to win, the Falcons or the Titans? Or I need y'all to see if the Detroit will pull up the upset. We're going to start with you, Uncle Leroy.
On which one?
You go Detroit first, and then we talk about.
Oh, Detroit and what, KC? Oh, you think? I'm playing 2K 20, y'all. My fault.
It's all good. It's all good.
Wait, what the question is?
Do you think Detroit will upset Kansas City at home this week?
Kansas City at home? No. That's a firm.
No. Detroit, no, Detroit's at home.
Oh, that's even bigger, though. They suck at home, too.
They're 2-0-1. It don't matter.
Suck at home.
Let him tell
him. Right. Ask Calvin Johnson. Ask Megatron. They suck.
Well,
Chapo,
you touch on the Detroit real quick. You think Detroit
can
pull upset this
week? Hell no. You put Patrick Mahomes in the dome with no wind? This dude here going to throw for like 600 yards. Detroit, who did they have a tie with? Didn't they tie with
Arizona?
Enough said. They beat a bunch of tomato cans. And y'all think y'all keep going with these fool's gold people. And KC gonna beat them people 59-7. I'm telling you, like they're gonna beat the hell out of the people. They're gonna beat the crap out of the people.
As y'all heard from El Chapo, he said that Kansas City will mollywop the shit out of Detroit. How y'all feel about this Titans? The Titans or the Falcons, who y'all believe? We don't got Mike Lowry to talk shit, so how we gonna hold it down for the Titans?
I hate Falcons. There ain't no way they Titans gonna keep up with them.
El Chapo?
That's a who cares game. I hope it ends in a tie. Can they both lose? I hate the Titans. I hate the Falcons. Matty Ice gonna find a way to choke. I hate to say that the Titans gonna beat their ass. That's what's gonna happen. Matty Ice gonna find a way to choke. Listen, they're going to find a way to choke. He's going to start off, they're going to be down like 28-7, and he's going to come with some garbage points. It's going to be like 28-26, but they still going to lose. I'm just telling you, that's how Matty Ice do. He get in the hole, and then he wants to give you fantasy points after he get himself in the hole. Fuck the Titans. Fuck this game. Who made this schedule?
I had Matt Ryan, and he went against the Colts. The Colts, shout out to the Colts who beat the Titans. Shout out to them. But, yeah, man, that's what Matty Ice did. They got down to the Colts in Indianapolis, and all he did was have a damn throw fest. And he threw that ball all second half. They didn't run the ball, although they got a lot of rushing yards in the beginning of the game. They didn't do shit towards the end. But, yeah, bros, we get down to this Foreshadows Friday, man. What you got, El Chapo? Give you a shout out, bro.
I want to shout out to these crying-ass Cowboy fans in the group. Talk about, Mo is long-winded and all that. Man, get the fuck out the group if you can't handle a little talking. Fuck y'all sensitive-ass Cowboys, Zeke Elliott, Dak Prescott, loving bitches in the group. Ah, yeah, I said it. Y'all in there got to get out your feelings. And when we give you all this L, y'all going to quit the group anyway because I'm going to flood so much shit on the page, I'm going to make y'all want to commit suicide. Fuck y'all Cowboys. Fuck Dallas. Fuck the Mavericks. Fuck the fucking soccer team they got. Fuck them. Fuck the barbecue. Fuck the women's team they got. I don't give a fuck everything Dallas. But also, yeah, shout out to Spotify, y'all fellas, for keeping it going. Once again, fuck the Cowboys. Fuck Jerry Jones.
ain't got nothing to say, man. Look, I'm just laughing. Just remember to put it. Y'all niggas crazy. Till next week, man. I'll fuck with y'all. So I'll tell them tomorrow.
As y'all see what happens on this show, bro, but make sure I give you shout outs, bro. Hey, thank y'all for make sure y'all tuning in. Sorry we missed last week. You want to do it again? We're going to hold it down, do our things. Make sure you join the group. Sports Talk with Friends. Get up in there. We talk a lot. Obviously, as you see, we talk a lot of shit. We got the fantasy football. We got the pick'ems. Hey, shout out to this 2019 baseball, Sports Talk with Friends fantasy baseball champion, myself, Lil Jimmy. Nobody can't touch me back to back.
Cut this shit off.
I'm coming, bro. Hey, I'm coming. He's hating. It's all good. I don't care. He hating like he's a Celtic Cowboys fan. But it's all good, though, man. We'll holler at y'all tomorrow. Make sure y'all listen to our Sports Talk with Friends Fantasy Insight Show. We will give you an update on our fantasy leagues, talk about the standings and where we are going forward, and give you a little couple of hints for the teams and the players you should be looking out for this weekend. But as you know, as for Lil Jimmy, El Chapo, and Uncle Leroy Jr., Jr., do not say the Jr. without the Leroy. We will holler at y'all. Get the show. Tomorrow.
And if you ask who, I'ma say we that.